Today, we'd like to study the title of spiritual strengths in the 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. To online worries members, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. In this context, what are the new commandment and the old commandments? Question 2, in verse 9, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Why is he in darkness until now? Last question, in verse 13, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. How do the young men overcome the wicked one? How do the young men overcome the wicked one? First of all, we want to see brief backgrounds. The last chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, John the Apostle said the reality of Christians. Verse 8, if we say, here we meaning born-again Christian. Born-again Christians say that we have no sin. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So, but we know that born-again Christians already we were cleansed away, you know, all our sins because of Jesus' blood shed, you know, on the cross. But here we say that we have no sin. We deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. Then verse 9, if we, born-again Christians, confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned again, we make him a liar and his word is not in ours. Here we meaning Christians, born-again Christians, we are already saved, but here born-again Christians also are sanctified. Here sin meaning not original sin coming from Adam. So original sin was already forgiven, already cleaned away upon earlier our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So, but here sin is a daily sin. So Jesus washed his disciples only feet, not the entire body, because the life, non-Christian life, already was forgiven. So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So here is the means and daily sin. Or the shortage of God's glory. Or the things to be sanctified are left. So those are sin. So not original sin. Also John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said, sanctify them. Sanctify Jesus' disciples by your truth. So your word is the truth. So the truth is God's word. So according to God's word or according to entire Bible, so we may violate a certain person. For example, we may be mad or we may be upset. We may worry about tomorrow. You know, those are things, one example. So Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. So we violated the God's word. So we should repent, even if we are, you know, born again Christians. So in order to be sanctified to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today's chapter, John, wrote this letter to born-again Christians. Here, verse 1, my little children. Here, little children, Greek word, technia. Technia meaning tender or warm or lovely children. So now John the author was too old. So here, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. This is you may not sin is the ideal of Christians, but reality, we commit sin, like we walk by foot, so every daily the dirt attached to my feet, so we need to wash my feet. So that kind of thing, so that you may not sin. God's desire, so nobody commit sin, but in reality, we commit sin. So here, not giving an excuse for sin, but sincerely give. If anyone sins, we have anyone is a born-again Christian here, anyone sins, we have an advocate. Advocate, the Greek word, parakletos, that means a helper. So John chapter 14, 16, English version translated parakletos here, helper, John here, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Helper is a parakletos, that he may abide with you forever. So the Holy Spirit is another helper, another parakletos, so abide with you or live with you forever, in dwell in you forever. So the parakletos in this sense is God the Father sit as judge, then is Jesus Christ defense attorney, and accuser is Satan. So Jesus is advocate. So also advocate is a function is a defense attorney. So Jesus defended all born-again Christian before God the Father. So during his physical life, he believed me as the Lord and Savior. So based upon his faith, his the sin was cleansed away. So he considered as a righteous man. So no subject to any accused sin. So like that. So we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, to righteousness. So advocate also function is a position of intercession or a mediator between God the Father and us. So Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen. So our steps, Christ died for us, which means cleanse away our sin completely. Furthermore is also risen. So Jesus got resurrection means Jesus got victory over the power of death. Death caused by consequence of a sin, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. So Jesus' function is intercessor. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, therefore, he is also, Jesus is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. So we can go to God the Father through Jesus, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So for the children of God. Also, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 here, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus' advocate function is intercession and mediator. Also, advocate means helper. Then verse 2. He himself is the propitiation. Propitiation, the meaning atoning sacrifice or a sacrifice to pay off sins. So here, Jesus is the sacrifice to pay off our sins, not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. Whole world means everybody, including non-Christians. So Jesus' atonement is not limited to Christians only, but to anybody. So Jesus basically given opportunity to everybody to have everlasting life. So whoever repent their sin, then they accept in form of belief or faith, the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior shall have everlasting life or shall be saved. So verse 3-11, Apostle John talk about how do we know whether or not we know God? How do we know whether or not we know God? Know, Greek word ginosko. Ginosko meaning know by experience. So we, the last Sunday, we read one testimony, Iranian Christian, he prayed fervently to the Lord to get business. So God allowed him to get business in Iran. That kind of, so then you know, he know God by his experience. That kind of meaning, so know by experience. Also, compared to oida, Greek word oida meaning know instinctively. So baby knows his mother instinctively without experience. That is oida. Here, ginosko. Now by this, or hereby, we know that we know him, which meaning we know God by experience if we keep his commandment. Not having or saying alone, not having his commandment or not saying his commandment alone, but doing his commandment. We keep his commandment, meaning we are doing his commandment coming from heart, not like a religious activity, coming from heart. Be attitude is more important than do attitude. What we are is more important than what we do. Our heart is more important than our doing. So our doing must come from our heart, from personal relationship with God, not from religious habit. So our doing is evidence of our hearty faith. James chapter 2, verse 20, but you do want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead. So here we know him if we keep his commandment. So if we do his commandment from our heart, that's the evidence we know God by experience. Verse 4, somebody who says, I know him, I know God, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So here, I know him, does not keep his commandment. Know him, know God by experience, so but does not keep his commandment, that is a liar. So because truth is not in him, which meaning his word is not in him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 10, the similar analysis. So here, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So God's word is in him, so he should keep his commandment, because his commandments subject to God's word or truth. So verse 5, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. So to understand his word, we need the Holy Spirit teaching. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, but the anointing is Holy Spirit, which you have received from him, abides in you. So all Christians, the Holy Spirit dwells in each Christian. You do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, not in something all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So basically, I am teaching God's word. Actually, even if I am teaching God's word, if the Holy Spirit make you understand the God's word, you would not understand. So that kind of sense. So also the fruit of the Holy Spirit is agape love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love, agape love, can describe it as many derivatives, such as joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as well. Love is long-suffering, you know, patient, and so on. So to keep his word is perfected in love. Whoever keeps his word truly, the love of God is perfected in him, which meaning to keep his word is perfected in love. God is not going to allow anything to happen to you except that he allows it for his eternal good purpose. So sometimes we worry about tomorrow, so we don't worry about anything else because God, you know, is good take care of the old born-again Christians. So, but sometimes God allows certain happening, although we do not understand at the time of that happening, but we trust God for his good purpose. John chapter 14, verse 21, he who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by Father, and I will love him, manifest myself to him. So simply, John chapter 14, 21 said, you have God's commandment, and keep God's commandment that the manifested, that fulfilled in your love of God. So 1 John chapter 4, 18, there is no fear in love if you have a perfect love, but perfect love casts out the fear, perfect love of God, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Here is fear is not holy fear. Fear caused by sin or the lack of faith, you know, that kind of fear. So perfect love and cast out the fear, such as lack of faith, you know, such a thing. So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, also God says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and hope. So God said is God will give a thought of peace and a future and a hope. So you don't worry about, you know, anything. So just trust us in the Lord. So this is a show. To keep his word is perfected in love. Verse 6, he who says he abides in me ought himself also to work just as he worketh. Here, he who says he abides in him should work himself as he worketh. To abide in him is to walk as he walketh. Verse 7, question 1. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment. Here is an old singular form, an old commandment. So in the Bible, there are many commandments, but here, an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. The question one, what is the old commandment and the new commandment? New commandment, verse 8, again, a new commandment I write to you. a new commandment. So a also the singular, not plural, a new commandment. The question is, what is the old commandment and the new commandment in this context? So new commandment, simply meaning that commandment cited from New Testament. All the commandments, that commandment cited from the Old Testament. So here, an old commandment, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, here, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That is one old commandment. Basically, you should love God with, you know, everything. Then is the other one is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. You shall not take vengeance or anger, nor bear any grudge or bitterness against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The second is commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. But New Testament is commandments. So Jesus they explain Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40. Jesus said to him, him is the lawyer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's cited from Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Jesus interpreted, this is the first and great commandment. First and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Cited from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. So here Jesus' interpretation. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. So Jesus' whole law is fulfilled in love. First, the love of God. Second is the love of neighbor. So then is the question, what is an old commandment? The old commandment is answer is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How about the new commandment? What is that? New commandment, John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment, Jesus said, new commandment I give to you, and you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. So basically, love one another. Here's you meaning disciples, so already born again Christian. So you know, in the body of Christ, you love one another as I have loved Jesus' disciple, loved you. So that is a new commandment. So here, the old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. So from the beginning is in the Old Testament time. So you heard that old commandment. Then, verse 8, again a new commandment. So Jesus already said a new commandment. I write to you, love one another as I have loved you. Which thing is true in him, in the Lord, and in you, because the darkness is passing away. Darkness is a contrary term of light. So light is, Jesus Christ himself is light. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So you are a work in light, so there is no darkness. So darkness is in the Bible, that is a Satan influence, also the world, the secular world, also flesh. You know, that kind of thing is called darkness. One example, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood. We do not wrestle against human beings, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. So our battle actually a spiritual battle. So the here's example is darkness is not in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself light. So verse 9, question 2. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Why? That's question 2. Somebody says he is in the light because the light is meaning he is in Jesus. Hate his brother, which meaning contrary to Jesus' new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. There's a contrary to Jesus' new commandment, hate his brother, is in darkness until now. So is not in light in Jesus Christ. So in darkness, in the power of Satan. So even Adam was enticed to disobey the commandment of God by Satan. And Adam was under authority of Satan. So because this guy says, I am in the light, then I hate his brother, that moment disobedience God's commandment, which meaning he is under authority over Satan. There's Romans chapter 6, verse 16 said, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey? You are dead once slaves whom you obey, whether over sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. So basically, hate his brother, disobey Jesus' commandment, which meaning he obey the Satan, darkness, the power of Satan. So under the Satan's authority ultimately. So now the world or world system is possessed or controlled by Satan because Adam was enticed to Satan, so Adam gave the world to Satan. That's why Satan tempted Jesus Christ the third thing. So you worship me, I will give you a whole world because the Satan controlled the world. So verse 11, but he who hates his brother is in darkness because he hates his brother is contrary to disobey Jesus' new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. So is in darkness, is not in light, in walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So spiritual blindness. So we need a spiritual discernment. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, one example, Jesus said, let them alone, the spiritual blinded people, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. So here, spiritual blindness, so that's why he hates his brother. So verse 12 to 14, talk about the spiritual status. Here, little children, meaning little children in faith, fathers in faith, and young men in faith. Age factor is not necessary. So I write to you little children, like new believers, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake, Jesus' name's sake. Here, your sins meaning original sins, coming from Adam, so are forgiven for Jesus' name's sake. So in Jesus' name, so he has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So that is, you repented a non-Christian life. So then is he accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Then verse 13, I write to your fathers. Fathers is adulthood in faith. Already long in a Christian life, so more sanctified, so such as mature Christians. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from beginning. So you have known God by your long life experience, long Christian life experience. You have known him, known God by experience during your long Christian life. Then I write to you, young man in faith, because you have overcome the wicked one. That's the last question. How? That is the answer next verse 14. So then we'll see next one. Because you have known the Father, I write to you, little children, here again, John is added, you have known the Father. Now it's a new believer. So you have known God the Father by your experience, by their experience. Then verse 14, I have written to your fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. That's a redundant repeat, so mature Christian. Then is, I have written to your young man here, how young man overcome the wicked one here, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. So here they said, you are strong, spiritually strong, and the word of God abides in you. Here, Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 said, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. So God's word, because this young man can overcome the wicked one according to God's word. Your word, verse 11, your word I have hidden my heart, that I might not sin against you. So Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, 15, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So Jesus Christ was tempted all points our temptation, but Jesus is sinless. So then is example, Jesus was tempted by Satan. Three major points, that is all points. So Jesus overcome Satan's temptation with God's word, as it is written. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, but Jesus answered and said, it is written. So bring up the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. First, the temptation of material, such as money, you know, all possession kind of thing. So the next is temptation of power. So Jesus said to Satan, verse 7, it is written again. So Jesus also bring up the word of God, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So the Satan second time, you are the Son of God, you may fall down from a cliff. So the angel will protect you. So Psalm chapter 91 and cited, but Jesus said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Then in the last one, then Jesus said to Satan, away with you. Get away, Satan. For it is written, again, the word of God, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only. Only meaning you should not accept anything else, any people, rather than God. So him only you shall serve. So that one also, the spirit and the word of God are inseparable. So because the word of God, who is a true teacher? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a teacher. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So the sword of a spirit, so spiritual battle, so the sword is the word of God. So basically the last question answer is the word of God and spiritual strength. So each question, let's see, in verse 7, brethren, I write you no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. In this context, what are the new commandment and the old commandment? That answer is the old commandment of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Love your neighbor as yourself. But the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, John chapter 13, verse 34. So question two, in verse 9, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Why is he in darkness until now? Because in the light, meaning in Jesus, hates his brother, contrary to Jesus' new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. So therefore, is in darkness, is not in Jesus, in darkness until now. The last question in verse 13, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young man, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. How do the young men overcome the wicked one? That answer, verse 14. Spiritual strength and the word of God. So let's just sing song all together. Is on bulletin, the song number, blue book, page 8, number 3. Then we will conclude today's Bible study.